Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is episode 439 for September the 16th in the year of our dog, 2017. It's me, Robin Tate, Bongo the Sane in Northern Ireland. I apologise. Tonight is a little acoustic version of the OC podcast. We are down a few. We've got a few technical issues tonight, but we're here. It doesn't matter. And I've got Fraser with me, and I've got King with me, and tonight just brilliantly pulled the live show out of the bag. We're hosted up in Canada. Fraser Moo unwired things, plugged things in again, and got his computer up and going. We are broadcasting on his channel. It's twitch.tv/Fraser Moo. Bit late, not point me even saying that, because if you're here, you're here. And if you're listening to this afterwards, well, I'm sure we'll put in the sound effects and the music in post. Anyway, Kim, lovely to see you. We were chatting just before I started, and I'm sitting in 40 degrees American, and you're in the warmth?
Yes, 88 degrees here.
Oh, that sounds so good. I'm just, shorts. I'm in thermals. I'm feeling absolutely rotten. For the last 3 or 4 days, I have just been hot-headed, icky bones, grumpy, and horrible. And tonight, I have sunk a can of Red Bull just before to try and get me through. And after this show, I'm going to collapse.
Sounds like a good plan.
I'm not sick. I've just got the cold, Kim. I've just got the cold. I'm not looking for sympathy. Well, but because I don't get it in my house.
So it's not man flu? Is that what you're trying to say?
Definitely not. Just horribleness. Horribleness. Everything going okay with you?
Yeah, thank you. Can't complain.
Good.
It's all good.
And you've got a nice, I can see the sun coming in there. It's very nice.
Yeah, I got my little podcast corner here set up, so, a little different view than...
You've adjusted your angle from last time, because the battleship thing that was going on.
Yeah. We're not in the window now, so maybe it'll be a little quieter when, motorcycles go by.
Yeah, but I like that, the big hog going past. That was kind of cool. It was like zombie apocalypse was about to happen.
Daryl's riding outside my window.
Daryl, right. Oh, you would not be sitting there. You'd be out chasing him down the road.
You're like...
Okay, Fraser... thank you very much for what you're doing tonight. Thank you for hosting.
No problem at all. If I'm quiet, it's because I'm frantically just doing a little bit of work in the background here just to tidy up the screen, because right now it looks like a dog's breakfast.
Yeah, well, the show must go on. Anyway, this is a podcast about games and video games, and we are a podcast for mature gamers generally. We're a bit wacky. We talk about things about life, about games, about just stuff that's been going on with us. We are friends. We talk every week together, and we broadcast at 11 p.m. UK, 3 p.m. West Coast, and 6 p.m. on the East Coast. And it's usually at twitch.tv/OC podcast and on Mixer at mixer.com/OC podcast. And of course on YouTube at youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast. So, that's where you can find us usually, and it's lovely that some people have made it all the way to Canada. We've got Sarah RCGC there, we've got Bang Von Glauer in the chat already, and please, if you're listening to this now, jump into the chat. Shelley Shortlegs is in there too, and she's binary, asking what the stream's all about, and it is about fun and games, definitely. Now, this week I have been a bit yucky. And today, of all strange things, I was out putting up a hot tub. Because when I'm away in Birmingham at EGX next week, there's going to be a young girl's 15th or 16th birthday party here. And she wanted a friend of the family wanted to come along and have the hot tub put up. And today is about the only chance I'll get. And I was just dragging all the bits and pieces out through the rain to set it up. And I was just, oh, I just wanted to just curl up on the sofa with a controller on my hand. Not that that can happen in a house full of screamy kids. Because, you know, you want to sit down sometimes and play the Xbox just by yourself. But as soon as you sit down through the day when the kids are there, they bounce in and they want to, is that two player? Can I play? Yeah. Go away.
That's all. So we all signed up for that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. So at that point, I start to adjust things and settings and do all the boring stuff to hope let them go away.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
Stuff that I've been up to this week. Last night, I watched a thing called 6 Days to Air. Now, I think it's been out a little while now, but it's about the guys from South Park and how they make an episode. And they do it in 6 days, a really, really fast turnaround. And it's really good, quick documentary thing. It was on Sky or Now TV or some of those. I'm sure you guys will find it out there. But it's well worth your time, well worth watching. Those guys are quite funny, quite abrasive.
I think I've seen that. It's pretty amazing how they sort of just brainstorm and get it all done. So.
Yeah, and people in that office must be pretty thick-skinned with some of the ideas that come out of them. The human, they were talking about the episode with the human centipede, and it really is base. Especially the girl that phones the ratings board, and she's on the phone describing, Cartman poos in the one's mouth. You don't actually see that poo bit. And then that's what happens, and then and she's doing it quite seriously, and can you imagine the people at the ratings board in the other end line going, oh my god. So then I made a decision, I'm going to start watching all of South Park from the very beginning, and I watched the very first episode last night, and it's really tame compared to the new stuff. It really is quite tame. So that's good. Oh yeah, happy birthday. Congratulations, Larry and Taylor. They've had a little girl, and they've named it Waverly.
Who dat?
So, who dat? That's Major Nelson, Larry.
Oh.
Larry Herb and his wife, Taylor. So they've, and he's, okay. Yeah, so he's not a...
we should have known that, right?
Big fan of the show.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Larry is, he's a couple of years older than me. He's getting on. To have a baby. So congratulations to them. That's really, really good. Very, very pleased for them. That was all kept very quiet. So,
well, yeah, they didn't tell you ahead of time.
Well, I haven't seen them in ages. So, we couldn't get together before. So, and finally, stuff that I've revisited this week. Years ago, a friend of mine introduced me to an author called Piers Anthony. We all get the games. And Piers Anthony is generally a sci-fi fantasy writer. And he gave me this book called Split Infinity. And Split Infinity is about this guy who lives in this world, this fantastical world called Proton. There's the citizens who are in charge of everything, and the serfs who are like little slaves. But it's all a fantastical electronic world. Everything's powered by this stuff called Protonite, and it's brilliant. And they have this thing called the game that all the serfs enter, and they play a different game. Anyway, he discovers that there's a split infinity, another parallel world, which is the exact opposite of the Proton, which is all science, and the other one is all fantasy, and it's magic and unicorns and fluffy bunnies and trolls and all that there. And he ends up living between both worlds. And there's four or five books, and I've read them all several times, but I went and bought a couple of the books on Audible to listen to again in the car, and I'm just loving it. I'm just loving it again. I think these books were written in the early 80s. If you are sort of if you like your sci-fi fantasy stuff, it's a great place to start. Split Infinity, Piers Anthony, good recommendation. And yeah, and then just work is busy and life and stuff. And what have you been doing? What have you been up to? I mean, I know you, Fraser, made some. You were doing DIYing again this week. You were doing stilting.
I did. I made some stilts for my kids. So. But it was my wife's idea. She was reminded of stilts when she was young, and so I decided to make some. Didn't take very long, and we had a quick discussion about it before. It's amazing just how, if you can just get that right thing, very little effort, very little cost, but it kept the kids amused for ages. So yeah, it was cool.
Was she looking down at you and thought, Fraser, make some stilts?
Oh, boom.
That's a no.
But no. So yeah, that's I did that. What else did I do? I was busy. Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, so I had all these plans that day to make stilts. But here's my story: is that I went out to go make the stilts, and I went to go get back in the house, and I couldn't get back in the house because the door lock had broken on the door. So thankfully, my wife was still in the house. Like, it had just disintegrated within, like, I don't know how old the door lock is, door handle. But luckily, my wife was there to let me in through the back door. But, you know, it's one of those things. You go out to do one job, and then this other job presents itself. So I spent about 3 or 4 hours changing door locks. But I tell you what, Robin, you'll like this.
Yeah.
Because I'm bringing myself up to your level. I changed the door handle, but I also decided to change the deadbolt too and put in a keypad deadbolt. The future has arrived. I know.
High
tech.
I know.
And can you unlock it with your phone, you just touch it against the door, or what?
No. This is just the keypad only. I don't need any of the added extras for whatever. It was half price keypad, perfect. It just solves that little problem of the kids can get in now if they really need to. We don't need to give them keys. So
it's 1111. And you go.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, come on down. It's my birthday. If you can figure out what year my birthday is, you can come and get into my house. There you go.
All right, okay. All right. Here, look, I've got a question for Grace. And I know, because I know she's listening. So Grace was very successful in a potato growing competition. And she had this fantastic crop of potatoes. And I've seen some photographs of this, and I think there was 4 of those potatoes.
You have to set the scene properly for it and understand that my wife is the vice president of the Horticultural Society here.
She shows them how to do it and do it well.
Yes. Yeah. So she's driving this. She's laughing now on the sofa. So she was driving this competition, which she got the idea for this competition in England, which is basically you have a bucket or a set container, and you get given a potato, and you use that potato to cultivate more potatoes within this container. And then at the end of the season, everyone digs out the potatoes out of that container and then weighs them, and then you see who made the most potatoes. Now, a lady did turn up with 5 pounds, but she was disqualified after it was discovered that she had grown them in the soil, just in the ground, right? So she disqualified. Right.
Okay.
There was a winner. How many pounds was – what was the winner, Grace? 4 pounds, 8 ounces was the winner.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad. That's a fair old amount of potatoes. And how heavy were the potatoes that you pulled out of the ground, my dear? Out of your container? Grace? She's a 15-second delay because she's listening. How heavy? What weight did you come in at? What killer weight?
1.5 ounces.
Well, so my question to Grace was, those 4.
You would know she had Irish background, would you? Figure that one out.
Yeah. Irish back should be dead by now. Potato famine. those 4 beautiful potatoes. Did they come home? Did you eat them? And if you did, they were probably the best potatoes you had all year.
Hang on.
Oh, here we go. This is live.
Uh-oh.
Do it live.
Can we talk about the potatoes? I can even pick them up and look. I know it doesn't make for good radio, but look, actually, if I hold them close to the camera, they look quite big, but they're not. They're very tiny.
Yeah, it looks like a lovely koala. So, well, I hope they're going to fulfill
their... I hope those potatoes are nestling there.
I hope they're going to fulfill their potential and be eaten with some butter, just some butter, and maybe a little tiny bit of salt, and maybe a bit of black pepper. Perfect. I had a fantastic crop of potatoes, and I'm sad that they finished now. We had them for most of the late summer there, and the last big batch came out, but we weren't growing them in a tiny bowl. So yeah, so we had potatoes and some nice beetroots and leeks and scallions and stuff this year, roast fresh beetroot. Oh, lovely, lovely. Anyway, so I'm digressing. I'm on the potatoes. All right. Well, Grace, I'm proud of you. You keep it up. You get your barber jacket and your wellies on, and you're flying there. And the Jag is perfect for that. Kim, is the house now finished? Have you sort of taken the foot off the accelerator?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's still little stuff to do, but we're all pretty much wore out from everything we've done to get to this point that we're just kind of like, you know what? We'll get to it. You know, there's time.
It'll take for a while.
Yeah, you know, the roof's not leaking. There's no raccoons invading or anything like that. So we're pretty tickled with where we're at. So,
where do raccoons live?
Up until a few months ago in my attic, but
but actually, they that led to an answer to the question: how do raccoons die? Right, that's what we got the answer to the question.
Oh, don't go there.
Go there. Don't start that again. I've just now got PETA to stop calling me. So, things are good. You know, I've officially cut the satellite TV off. So I guess you call us cord cutters now. So I got Dad to learn how to turn on the Netflix. That's well the only thing. Yeah, right? Yes. That's the only thing he's managed to get turned on. I have Hulu and Amazon and all this other stuff. He hasn't figured out how those work yet, but he knows where the Netflix button is, so we're good with that. So
Baby steps,
yeah. I got a Roku box now, so we bought all these other streaming channels. So it's all pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm glad to be less $170 payment a month, so that's always good.
I've lived without satellite now for years. I done the math one day and I went, there's no way on this earth that this I can justify. Well, I think it was about 50 or 60 quid over here a month for satellite TV, for stuff that we never watched. So I did. I cut the cord and just stuck with Netflix and got my Amazon with my Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. And every now and again when I want to watch Game of Thrones, I buy it's called Now TV over here. So it's this, our Sky, so I can see Game of Thrones. And I buy off eBay a 1 month voucher and binge that stuff. And I think you can do without it now because the internet has really taken over TV. What kids watch TV? We've been there before. We've had this conversation. That's good.
I know. We've had that conversation before. I'm actually having to try and force my children now to watch Netflix. All they want to watch is YouTube.
My nephew is that way, and it aggravates me because I'm like, dude, I don't even know half the time what he watches on Netflix or on YouTube, so it kind of scares me a little bit. I'm like, you're four. What are you possibly watching on there?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, it's funny. We were discussing Christmas and stuff again, and one of our lads needs a new Kindle thing, not an iPad, a Kindle. And I was looking at the Amazon Kids thing you can get. Now, it costs, I think it's $1.99 a month over here if you're a Prime member. And they all the kids movies and kids programs that are suitable. Any stuff you can choose to have YouTube, and it is all age appropriate as well for what it is, and games and stuff like that there that don't have any microtransactions and stuff like that there in them, and they are locked out of it locks your the Kindle out of the ordinary web browsing, so it's like a kid's version. Plus you can set up times on it, so you can say, well, they can have this for 2 hours every day, and they can watch 1 hour of movies or TV or YouTube, and they can watch half an hour of, or they have to read books for half an hour from the selection of thousands of books, and they can play games for half an hour, or you can have it that they must read books for half an hour before they can get to the others. And I think that sort of control I think it's maybe going to be worth the $1.99 a month for that. So
yeah, that's not bad.
That sounds kind of good.
I have to do that for Anthony.
They'll catch up. It's just taking a bit of time.
I
don't know how on earth Mark manages to do all this stream. It's so distracting having all these windows and stuff.
Sorry. You don't have enough screens. He has like a million screens around
him.
Right? Yeah, I know.
He's a good lad. Big shout out to Mark tonight. for those that will be regular listeners, you'll probably know that Mark's wife isn't the best at the moment, and she's not the best right now. She's quite sick, and Mark is looking after Jenny. So our hearts go out to you guys. We are thinking about you, and no problem. We motor on, and don't you worry about a thing. And because I know Mark always feels guilty for not being here, but he's no need to whatsoever. All right, okay. So let's get into the nuts of this podcast about stuff we've been playing.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
I'll start with Kim tonight. What have you playing over the last week?
Not a whole heck of a lot. I've played a little Shovel Knight, and that's pretty much been the extent of it. So
Shovel Knight, do.
Yeah, Shovel Knight. Which I like, but I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit spoiled because I miss... If you have to quit, like say you have to go do something else, when you come back, Shovel Knight, you have to start the whole level over. So I'm a little spoiled. I kind of wish they'd stop you where you're at your checkpoints and let you go from there, but they don't. But, I mean, it's a nice game. I like the game, so I guess I'll just get over that.
Yeah,
I've just... A bit more of a throwback to games of old.
Mm-hmm. Right? Indeed.
It still contains modern elements, but it's not as hand-holdy.
Yeah.
I looked at it this week after you mentioned it before, and it's 20 odd quid still for a little game, and I think I'm just going to hold off until it gets on this silly sale again. But I see
it rarely goes silly sale. Yeah. That's the thing, but it's worth it. I think that's the thing. It's, you know, it's one of these games that is maybe only like a small 100 meg game, but it's actually worth the price of admission, right? So.
Mm-hmm. I see actually on the new releases this week that Shovel Knight 2, I'm telling a lie. It's not Shovel Knight 2. It's Steam World Dig 2 is coming out on the Switch. No, it's not. You know, Shovel Knight. All right. Okay. Well, maybe I'll just have. Yeah, maybe I'll just have. Yeah, maybe I'll just. Yeah, what is that podcast that used to happen? Yeah, well, maybe I'll have to do it. But again, I got so much to play.
Oh, I know the feeling. But I did. Pre-order Cuphead. So when that comes out, what, the end of this month?
Oh,
I think.
Yeah. You're complaining about Shovel Knight, and you got Cuphead coming.
Damn right, I'm a glutton for punishment. What can I say?
Yeah, my pre-order's been in for a couple of months. It's sitting there ready to go. Yeah, Cuphead, and it's
going to,
do you know what?
People.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm ready
great.
To be broken.
Good for you, Kim.
That's why I drink. It'll be all right.
All right. Well, look, I'm gonna go. If that's what you've been at, Shovel Knight. Good. Because there's a game that Fraser and I have in common. So yeah. So since that last time I was on, I'd started to play the first episode of Life is Strange Before the Storm. Now, I like Life is Strange, the first one. So this is the second, and it's sort of a prequel, building up the story from the first game about the background of some of the characters when they were a little bit younger. And it looks better than the first one. It is good. It's a bit dry. It's a bit in places. Some of the dialogue is really cringeworthy, but some of the dialogue is really good. And I'm enjoying it. So Life is Strange Before the Storm. If you enjoyed the first one, you'll probably like this one here. So, yeah, that's Life is Strange.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I'm going to say about it. Yeah, it looks nice. It's a walk-around simulator. It has teenage angst. It has lesbian overtones, which is fantastic.
Oh, Duke will love that then.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's all weird and wonderful. I played Dungeons & Dragons in one part of it, like a board game, role-playing game in a school ground, and I sat through it, and... all that sort of stuff. It's some interesting things that they do with the game. The first one was all sort of supernatural stuff. There hasn't been any sort of supernatural stuff yet. There's been some flashbacks to stuff that happened that when her father had passed away. So some flashbacks to the accident that happened. That's not a spoiler. It's just that happened though. Yeah, it's intriguing, but it's too early yet because there'll be four or five episodes of it. But the first one has sort of reinforced that it's as good as the last one. Looks a bit better, but it's the same sort of formula. So it's good. Okay, because I've been feeling a bit under the weather, I've been playing a lot of a sort of a catnip game for me, which is a racing game. And I know you won't be interested in this, but it's a motorbike racing game called Ride 2. And it has that thing like, well, I just want to do one more race.
What?
And Fraser's there's two of the circuits on this are local
here,
to me.
You're putting Ride 2, comparing it to PUBG in the same.
Oh,
state.
Yeah.
Be careful there,
yeah.
My friend.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, for racing fans, yeah. excuse me. Sorry. So there's two local circuits and they have them down almost. They've got sort of 95% perfect. There's some. Whenever they must have mapped this, there's one particular business which I've done a lot of work with, which was a new build, and it's there. It has a unique little roof on it, and it's there in the game, and that sort of tickles me. But there's lots of circuits there, like Macau, and again, my own Ulster Grand Prix and Northwest 200. There's a whole pile of circuits there which don't normally get into the Forzas and big games like that, and it's lovely to get onto those circuits, because over the years my love of racing games and motorsport generally, I've either watched or played a game on those circuits, and it's nice to get back to some of them again. And yeah, sadly Ride 2, it's out now maybe about 6 months, and the online component is pretty much dead. It's very, very hard to get a ride with someone else on the internet, so it's mostly single player stuff. But it's challenging, and there's an awful lot to it. So if you're a motorbike fan, the physics, the handling of some of these big bikes is awesome. If you can imagine accelerating on a motorbike, and it's a big, powerful, massive thing, so you accelerate and you throw a wheelie, or you're braking and you brake too hard, the back wheel will come up. So as well as your thumb stick controlling the left and right, it also, as you get more advanced with the control system, you go forward to lean forward and pull back to pull back. So if you're braking into a tight corner to stop the back wheel coming back, you throw yourself back with the weight is more on the back wheel to keep it down. Or when you're accelerating outside of a corner, you lean forward to try and stop the wheel coming up. So that the physics of it's very, very good, and I'm enjoying it. But it was just one of those things, that just sitting a bit miserable, not wanting to do anything big with a big story or too challenging. It's just been nice at night time just to have a few races. But my problem was, it's one more race, just one more, just one more, one more, one, yep. Just one more. Yeah.
Sign of a good game.
And that's, yeah. Now, my son Charlie started a new school this week. And he has, as well as Joshua, we never get near his PC, but Charlie was away on an induction night. They took all the kids away to an activity thing to get them all to bond. And his PC was free. So I thought I would try this new game called PUBG.
All right.
PUBG. And, yeah, it's been so long. I mean, I used to play constant PC. I was a massive Quake fan, and I was the king of the keyboard. I knew Quake every level, blindfold, backward, every little edge of graphic that you could stand on to get that advantage. I knew it all, and I was a perfect mouse and keyboard man. But my God, there's so many buttons to press. Yeah, which one is duck? So I have to press forward and shift to run, and where's the map? And oh God, I think PUBG is a bit like sex. So it's like 10 minutes of fumbling around and then a bang, which is either satisfying or just all right.
You're probably so, right in the early stages of learning it.
See, okay, so I was on, and I think the first game I was six, but that means nothing, as I understand. It's just, that means nothing, really, because that was
I don't think so, because to get to six, yeah, you can get up there, you know, through a little bit of luck, but you still would have been paying attention to the circle, making your way, making sure that you were out of, you know, not getting spotted, using the terrain. So, you know, it's not like you just walked into sixth place, I'm sure.
Well, so my first game I was about 40 and I got shot almost straight away and I just couldn't get out of the road. But the second game, yes, I was. I got in and I was wherever the circle was, and I went into a little house and then into another little house and hid behind a tree and then behind a wall, beside a car, and started to keep an eye where the circle was and get and that work and sat inside a Dacia, which is a very old car, which made me smile. Yep. And then did I get sniped or I don't know what it was. Must have been lag switch, because there's no way it could hit me.
Hackers.
but I did get the tension. I did get the oh my goodness, and the playing in third person. I don't know what it's like in first person, but playing in third person, you do feel very exposed because you can't really look around you all the time. You can't really see where you are all the time, see who's coming up behind you. Maybe that's something you get by playing more of it. Well, I think
person,
Fraser...
I think the third person thing is huge.
Easier?
And no. I don't think it's not a question of it being easier. It's just it's such a different game. I mean, the thing about the game is you're playing third person, you're playing first person, it doesn't matter. Everybody's still playing the same game you are. So there's no massive advantage in the whole game. But the thing about third person is if you are playing third person and you're running up to a building, now anybody who's behind that building can see you through the use of third person, right? They don't have to expose themselves out. Oh. So, you know, so they can be positioning the camera to the back and to the right of their character, who's still behind the wall, but they can peek then to the beyond the wall, right? That's the key. So so as a defender, you have an advantage in the game, right? So which, you know, works both ways. But first person, I like first person now because I know that if I see a guy, you know, either if I see him, he sees me. You know?
Yeah, he's not popping it. Yeah, not using the mouse to move the camera around to see unnaturally. I see that. I don't know. Because of access of computers, I mean, Charlie's computer was beefy enough and it ran it really, really well. There's no graphic acceleration in this thing here, so, but I might try it. But I don't know. I don't know, Fraser. I might just hold off until the Xbox version comes.
Look, that's not a bad... have gone feet first, jumped straight into the swimming pool, deep end, no worries whatsoever. I was not a mouse and keyboard user. I threw myself head first, and now... I sat there today playing on my own, still playing, and I was just sort of like sitting back thinking, I am really racing through these houses. You know, it's just like click, 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 click. Not even thinking about it now. It's all muscle memory, right? Not saying that I'm a great player or anything like that. I still got at my ass absolutely handed to me all over the place and almost, you know, threw my PC out the window in frustration at one point. I was a little bit hungry. But over the course of hundreds of hours, I mean, the mouse and keyboard skills are there now too, that I think that if I wanted to, I could go buy... I would seriously consider right now going and buying Destiny. I'm playing it PC, keyboard, and mouse. That's how much I've been using it and enjoying it.
Mm.
And there's a part of me also that wants to do that because I think that it would help to train me to play better PUBG. Because the problem...
Oh, my goodness.
I know. But the problem with PUBG... Or I should just go buy...
Oh, okay.
I should just buy an old Call of Duty or something. Because the problem with PUBG is you spend... And you just said it.
It's the sex thing.
Fumbling around in the dark for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then either a
good experience or just an average experience.
And then a brief, then a brief flash of action and disappointment, right?
I mean, yeah. So you're either chicken dinner or come early. That's it. You know, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, right. So, but it's taking...
So you want to hone your actual first-person shooting skills.
I'd like to be less panic-stricken when I'm encountering people. I'm still like, you know, when it's one-on-one, I much prefer teamwork. Where, like, I had some games with Sean today. You know, we had a couple of games where we got hit bad, but we had some games as well where it was just like talking well, covering each other, and you make up for that. The beauty about PUBG is you can make up for the shortfall in your abilities by playing with other people and communicating, and there's so much more to the game than just a Twitch shooter like Call of Duty, right?
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I wholeheartedly agree, you know, would say
if you're
sitting on the fence about waiting for the Xbox, I get it. I completely get it. It's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, I have no worries about playing. I have no worries about playing with a mouse and keyboard. I know that would come back to me because that was a very familiar thing to me. But just it's the PC thing to me. You know, I don't know where yours is set up, but I would have to come out here. Yeah. And I know this is a great room that I have out here for this, but it's here, and it's not just around the corner. I don't know.
No,
it's
I get it.
Kind
no,
of
you
weird.
Go, you I, come you know. On. I mean, if you came on and you talked to, I mean, we've met some great guys playing. So you know, I can give a quick shout out. You know, to Sean, Kevin, you know, Neil, Dave, all these guys are fantastic. A good portion of them are hardcore PC players. And if you talk, you know, like this week, there's all been the talk of Destiny coming out, and everyone's like, you know, who are you getting Destiny? And like, you know, I'm getting Destiny. I'm going to get it on the Xbox. And they're all, what are you getting on the bloody Xbox console, you peasants, when you're getting it on, you know? And I get that. But I also can see I'm looking forward to playing PUBG on the I can't wait to play it on the Xbox. I can't wait to sit down and play it on my sofa, right? Oh, that I as much as I can play hundreds of hours sitting at the PC, I can definitely play hundreds of hours sitting on a sofa with a big screen on the TV, a big screen on the wall, right?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, well, looking at the completions for Destiny 2 this week, I'd say there'll be a ton of pickup for PUBG as well, because there's been so many completions for the story. I don't know, how long is the story in Destiny?
I don't know. I got the impression it was two and a half minutes from your reply.
Yeah, because they were just pinging at me left, right, and center. It's like must be, but then again, it might be all consuming and people have just rushed through it. It might be 8 or 10 hours. I don't know, but it might be 2 or 3 hours. I really don't know, but it just seems to be a very, very short campaign.
I don't think people are complaining about because they really didn't get much before. So I don't know, but I haven't played it, so I don't know. I see Mark suddenly appeared playing it, which I didn't think he was going to. But
yeah, no, I think Greg, Uncle Greg, got it.
Right.
Question about PUBG: how do you communicate? Would you use Discord or what do you do?
Yeah, and I would also say this to you: if you are going to jump on and play, come and play with us in a team. Jump on Discord.
Yeah, there was nobody around when I was playing. So
I think we did that with Rich, and Rich can tell us when he's on the show, but. You know, he was playing solo, and I think when we took him in and played a multiplayer game, and suddenly you're playing with other people, it's like anything. Once you start playing with other people, it's a hoot, it's a riot, right? It's so much better. So,
That's good.
Yeah,
PUBG. Yeah, and you now have the reputation of being the drug dealer of PUBG.
Drug
you,
G?
The instigator. Yeah, drug G. Yeah, Fraser's entry level drug. Plus, you seem to be driving this community. That's great, Fraser. You know, you're like the big daddy of PUBG. So everybody looks to Fraser. What's Fraser doing?
I like it a lot.
You know?
So have you got any more games to talk about what you've been playing?
No,
because if not,
I don't.
I'll jump on and tell you what I've been playing, which is PUBG.
Yeah.
Right. Shocker.
But I'm going to give it a quick mention because what they did, they were doing weekly updates and they suddenly turned around and said, we can't keep doing weekly updates. Oh my God, loads of people, whiny people, like, oh my God, they're not supporting us anymore. But actually it was just, they said, you know, trying to roll out weekly updates was just too much. So they pushed it out to monthly updates. They lo and behold, we got our monthly update this week, and what an update it was. We got a new weapon, we got some other weapons out of the crates, optimization, some changes to the UI which have made my experience way better. We got fog maps. They put a new town in the map. They had put new buildings in the map. I was out on the west coast of the map a couple of hours ago. And I'm sure there were hills and things like that that weren't there. So they are standing by what they said and continually supporting this game. And it's just great. fantastic. And then with the support of Xbox coming, I think we the console releases, we're in for good things. We're in for great things.
Can't wait. I'm looking forward to that. Be nice.
The rest of you can stop playing. Right, yeah. Time. Now I reel out my list of shame. The rest of you can stop playing Destiny. I'm not gonna list out the list of shame here. Neil, Kevin, and Chinny. Actually, Chinny was on for all his talk on the Veteran Gamers last week. He actually did reappear. So, but yeah, Destiny's pulled a lot of people away.
Too right.
It's cooled off a little bit. But that's okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Good. Right. Well, that's all you've done. But that's all consuming.
The only other thing I've played was really, what was that game? Really Bad Chess. Was it Really Bad Chess?
Oh yeah. On a phone thing.
Yeah, that's all I play. So anyway, there you go.
Some news. News.
Here is the fucking news.
And I threw a couple of things in here. There's one big thing I want to talk about, but this one here tickled my fancy. Super Mario. There was a Nintendo Direct this week, and it left some fans bewildered by the sight of Mario's nipples, because they had a photograph of him topless. Reading this little thing here, the most recent Nintendo Direct on video streaming site Twitch featured the upcoming Super Mario Odyssey for the Nintendo Switch. Fans looked forward to the game, but the most exciting part of Nintendo's announcement turned out to be Mario's nipples. After a beach area called Bubble Lane in the Seaside Kingdom was revealed, Nintendo of America tweeted a photograph of Mario running on the beach with nothing on except for his cap and his beach shorts. Apparently, this is the first instance that Mario has been seen topless in a game. The first thing that fans noticed were his nipples, naturally. I don't understand why this is a thing. I mean, if it had been like the photographs I have below that one,
right?
It might have been worse. What's the problem about Mario not having a top on?
Was there a problem? Anybody say there was a problem?
Yeah. It seemed like the internet blew up that it was that he had nipples and why and this is really really odd and it's rude and
yeah. But you know, really. I mean, this is it's just, let's not pay attention to those idiots.
Yeah, because. I have some other photographs that thankfully the viewers can't see of like a baby Mario naked swimming in water and a Princess Peach with, yeah, anyway.
My daughter saw that Princess Peach thing earlier and said it was Daddy, that's inappropriate.
Right? And nobody's saying anything about that. It's all about Mario's nipples. I don't understand.
It's art.
I'm becoming very, very sensitive now to things on the internet being blown so out of proportion, like, and this is exactly the same sort of
thing. Oh, right. I thought you were going to say you were so sensitive about me posting this photograph and your daughter seeing it. God, you're awkward.
There's just absolutely nothing better to report.
Yep.
Here you go. Here's a picture of the new game. 90%, 95%, probably 99% people don't. DGAF, right? They absolutely don't care. And the 1% get their voice heard and amplified by these people who have nothing. It's just such lazy journalism. There's nothing better to put out there. Plus, most of it, as well as bloggers and things like that, it's just nothing better for them to write about. It's just boring.
Crazy.
Yeah, do you know what? There's only two things that are really, really important to me, and that's the Americans' independence to all our rights. And boobs. You know, this week, it was crazy down there. Down below you, Fraser. This guy said boobs on CNN, and it went bananas. It was as if he cursed.
I don't know. I didn't pay it. It
was a bit stupid when he turned around and they were having a serious conversation. He said, oh, yeah, my Fifth Amendment rights and boobs. Those are the only things that are important to me and the only thing that I like in this world and I believe in.
Wow.
And the CNN reporter went, sorry, what? What did you say? What? He said it again and again and again. but you know, so what? It was a bit of fun, but it was like this man was the devil incarnate and the internet went mad and Twitter went crazy. I was just, anyway, just the internet is a crazy place of things getting blown up, and everybody seems to be offended at everything. And
right.
Instead of just being offended and letting it be offended, they turn it into, he's either a racist, a white supremacist, or a sexist, a misogynist, whatever. It's just, everything is crazy. It's just nutty. Just be offended. Be happy to be offended. And be happy that you're in a world that you're allowed to be offended. But, goodness sake, perspective. Okay, this week is a very, very big for us over in the, for us guys here over in the UK. Because EGX is a thing. And EGX is like PAX or a very minor version of E3, and that is next weekend in the city of Birmingham in England, and I make my yearly pilgrimage. I think this is my seventh or eighth year going over now, and it's a great occasion that we meet up with lots of people from the community. We the Veteran Gamers guys, the Boss Wave guys, Kyle Adams will be there with the guys from Midlife Gamer. We go out for a bite to eat on the Friday night, and then we go to a big charity do on the Saturday night, which is just spectacular. It's just great fun. And that's this week. It's coming. It starts on Thursday, and I'll be over on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, so I can't wait. But I was just having a look at some of the stuff that was going to be on the show floor this year.
I'm going to ask you a question. Can you please do me a solid and try and get me something from the Battlegrounds booth?
Battlegrounds?
Yeah, they're there.
What's Battlegrounds?
They're showing. Battlegrounds. It's this game, apparently, it's showing. I don't know. It must be early access or something.
Battlefront? Oh, PUBG! Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, look, there is a pretty good list of games. The AAA stuff can be a bit thin on the skin, but there was a few notable things that I'm interested in this year. We do have stuff like, the Ark Survival Evolved. You know, there's some here stuff here which is out. So playable will be Call of Duty World War II. Always the Call of Duties will be there. I never go anywhere near them. Detroit Become Human. I don't know how well that will demo, but it'll be interesting to see. Cuphead, of course, is there again. What else that jumped out at me? Fire Emblem Forza 7, which is nice because it's coming soon, but it'll be nice to know that my pre-order is justified there. Knack 2, which is out.
Disneyland Adventures.
I don't have no
like
idea.
I'm joking, but I'd be curious to see what that's for, out of Microsoft Studios as well. I'd be interested to see what they're doing with that. And Square Enix has Dissidia Final Fantasy, so there's some interesting stuff.
Yeah. Well, look, the Disneyland Adventures, I know they're going to re-release that Kinect game that they had, which was the Disneyland thing. And that was actually very, very good, but it was too hard to control with Kinect and stuff. So if Disneyland Adventures is something like that, you know, because the Disneyland game that with Kinect thing that came out at launch wasn't almost a replica of the Magic Kingdom. And it was very, very good to go around, all the little mini-games in it. It was good for the kids. There were some other things. Oh, yeah, well, there's the Minecraft, of course, is always there, and they have all the big events and the competitions. But I this week on my Xbox, I jumped into the latest beta of Minecraft, which is the crossover with PC and Android and iPhone.
So
I must have a look at that. So I say there's going to be something about that as well. Ni No Kuni 2,
Chris
MG Jubble, where he will gush over that as well. Sea of Thieves, of course.
Actually, that's been delayed. I think that's been delayed till 2018.
Ni No Kuni?
Ni No Kuni, yeah.
Okay. Sonic Forces, I don't know. I must look that up. Hopefully they'll have more of South Park Fractured But Whole. Because it was there last year, but it was a very, very small bit. And then another little thing there, Super Lucky's Tale, which looks like a nice little Mario-esque type thing.
I hope so.
But that's sort of out of the... Yeah. Maybe it looks a bit rough. But, I mean, there's some decent AAA stuff there. We find that most of our fun comes from the Rezzed section, which is the indies. And what they call the left field, which is like the one-man gang or one-man, two-man bands because the, I mean, looking through this here, all these indie games, there are some fantastic bits and pieces in here, and we'll spend a lot.
And Cannoli 2.
Two, yeah. I know, because I loved that first one.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Guns, Gore, and Cannoli 2. Yeah. So, again, looking forward to the show, but it's nice to see that there are some cool games there as well. The another really cool bit about the show is they do always have a big, big retro section with loads and loads of old consoles, old arcade games, pinball machines, and we spend a bit of time there. Then we buy some overly priced food and sit and laugh at the cosplay players for a while, which is always good fun.
I'm still looking through there. I would be very interested to see if you could put it in your notebook to have a look at Strange Brigade. Strange Brigade's a new game from Rebellion, who did Zombie Army Trilogy. You knew how much I love that.
Yeah, that's where you always find a little gem or two in this.
Maybe I should just go.
There you go.
It's just a flight. Grace, let him go. Come on, just one day.
I am going to come.
I actually think we should go your direction, but yeah, I think that's the way it should really be. So that's EGX. The thing is coming.
For you to get away, eh?
Yeah. Well. Ooh.
Grace says I can go to EGX.
Okay, we'll do it next year. Good. Let's make that a date.
Thanks to my wife for letting me go.
Brilliant. You tell you what, Grace. Why don't you come over here and stay with Judith and the kids? Bring your kids over. You can stay here while we're away there, and then you can make a bit of a vacation of it.
There you go.
There you go. There's another conversation for another day.
Now I gotta bring my kids. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, flip me. So also sort of tying into that whole EGX thing, this Friday night I have booked a place called Mission Burrito. It's just off Broad Street in Birmingham, down beside the canal. And on Friday night, 7 o'clock, we have the place booked out. And there's a rake of people coming there. So myself, my son Joshua, the most he's met last year, Mark, hopefully, Chris MJW, Phil Olson will be there, Chinny and Stu from Veteran Gamers, John Mouse, Daniel Flecky, Lewis Danson and his brother, Brian, Rain God Zippo, coming down from Scotland as he does every year. He's coming along, and Kyle Adams, Adamski, and hopefully a few more. So come along, and we're going to have some burritos and some margaritas and some crack, and hopefully the night will turn into a bit of a laugh on the Friday night. So you're more than welcome, 7 o'clock at Mission Burrito. Please, if you're going to come, let us know, but you don't need to let us know. Just come along, introduce yourself. Don't be shy. Okay, final quick bit of news, which interested me. Quick news, Dead Space 2 is now in the EA Vault, backwards compatible. If you aren't going to see it at the cinema, play Dead Space 2 instead, because Dead Space 2 is a fantastic game, and if you haven't played it, it will, I mean, even the first one still holds up, but Dead Space 2, out of the three that came out, is a fantastic, atmospheric, hair on the back of your neck, scary, fun adventure game in space and with stuff going on. Very, very good. And a very enjoyable stomp feature when you stomp on things, and some great munchy, crunchy noises. So, that's that. Anything else we need to be talking about in the news? If I miss stuff that's happened this week, I don't care, really. I'll be honest with you.
I don't think so.
No, I think you've done a good job there, Robin.
It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
Trivia questions in from Jason Johnson. Thank you very much. Love it.
All right. So Jason Johnson has has lovely sent us some questions for you guys, some podcast trivia. And yay. I'm going to ask them. So Jason Johnson sends us trivia every week. It is very, very cool that he does this, because it's a thing he has to do and has to think about it and come up with questions, and that's hard. And that's good. So he sent some good questions this week. So here we go. Question number one. Which indie studio developed the game Oxenfree?
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I nearly fired that up this afternoon.
Oh, you have to. It's a great game. Great game. Was it Campo Santo? Was it Night School? Was it Ska Studios? Or was it Red Hook Studios?
Oh, I have no idea. If I'd fired it up, I'd know.
Campo Santo, Night School, Ska Studios, Red Hook Studios. I've played it and completed it, and I couldn't answer it.
Yeah, but I would have looked at that earlier, you know what I mean?
I think I know, maybe.
Okay, and your question answers, please, after three. Three, two, one, now. And Kim says Night School, and Fraser says Red Hook Studios. And Fraser is wrong, but Kim is right. Yay! Development studio is called Night School. Yeah, I guess? A pure guess? Oh, you guesser.
No, I actually know. I follow him on Twitter, so that's how I knew.
Oh, so. Easy.
Yeah, go. Inside information. Oxenfree is free on Xbox at the moment. And even if you are not on Xbox for that, it's on PC and what's that called? PlayStation. get it. It's really worth your time. It's a good. Great little adventure game.
It's on my yolk.
Next question. What do you mean it's on your log? That means nothing.
I know, right?
You could also have climb Mount Everest on your log. Really?
I do, probably somewhere.
Go to the International Space Station.
If it helps, it's carrying over to next year, so, you
okay.
know.
Okay. All right. Which of the following games was released this past week in the year 2009? Which of the following games was released this past week in the year 2009? Was it A, Batman Arkham Asylum? B, Halo 3 ODST? C, The Beatles Rock Band? Or D, Demon Souls? What were you doing 10 years ago this week? Ooh. Batman Arkham Asylum, Halo ODST, The Beatles Rock Band, or Demon Souls? Your answers after three. One, two, three. Oh, and Fraser, he says B, Halo 3 ODST. That's a really, really good answer there, Fraser. And Kim says A, Batman Arkham Asylum. And you know what, Kim? You're right again.
Seriously? No way.
Two or two.
That was really a guess because it's Batman and I had no idea. So.
Batman. Yeah, it didn't matter what the answer was. Batman was the guess. Always going to be the guess.
Yep.
There you go. Is that 10 years old? Is that 10 years old?
That doesn't sound right, does it? It doesn't seem like it's been that long ago.
I knew ODST was that old because I had... in fact, ODST might even be a little bit older than that. I'm not sure.
That's worth Googling. Halo ODST. ODST. It came out 22nd of September 2009. For fig's sake, Jace, that's a week away.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, a week. Excuse me. Ah, goodness me. There you are. A week. Sad. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, thanks.
Always great questions.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks for that. Kim.
Cheers, mate.
Yes.
Would you go through the new releases? These have not been edited by me. There is no... What was it? Handballs? I'm sorry. I went into the show notes last week and I had a great time. So instead of 1 million concurrent users in PUBG, I had changed it to 10 million. And then in the new releases, we had handballs. And we also had a game called Rabbit Simulator, the Supercard Edition or something like that. And it passed. It was great. I listened back
nice.
And giggled. Giggled to myself. It was fantastic. But
so
hearing
watch.
The yeah, it was. And hearing Nick
I'll
saying,
remember that. Fraser will remember that.
Handball.
I stand by the quality of my broadcast. You know that old leprechaun here has been in there changing things.
Yeah. Do you know what? I done it for about a year with Boss Wave. They'd invited me onto the show once and I had access to the show notes. And every guy would always go on and change something around. Anyway. Kim, what
yes.
can you buy between September the 16th and September the 23rd?
Alrighty, here are your new releases. We have Echo for the PS4 and PC on the 19th, Hidden Dragon Legend for PS4 also on the 19th, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite for PS4, Xbox One, and the PC, 19th, NBA 2K18 for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC for the 19th. Steam World Dig 2 for the Switch on September 21st. Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 for the Switch on the 22nd. Pokemon Gold Silver for the 3DS on the 22nd. Pokken Tournament Deluxe for the Switch on September 22nd. Project Cars 2 for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 22nd. And Raiders of the Broken Planet for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC also on the 22nd.
Yeah, go on. I've got a demo copy of that coming.
What, Raiders of the Lost Ark sort of entrance?
Raiders of the Broken Planet, yeah. I've been told I have. I'm waiting for it.
I think there'll be a bit of whipping going on in that, and there will be some nods to Raiders of the Lost Ark. It can't be anything else. It has to have something in there.
If not, I'd be disappointed.
I'm interested in SteamWorld Dig for the Switch. SteamWorld Dig 2 for the Switch. I played it not so long ago, and I really love SteamWorld Dig. It was good. It was a good game. But that's... we've got an influx of racing games coming at the moment with Forza and Project Cars 2, and of course the what's that other one called? PlayStation 1. Yeah, it's coming as well. So the end of the year is going to be Racing Frenzy, and Forza will be my catnip from November onwards, I presume. Okay, there are some free games still rolling around there. We're almost at the end of the month now, so there's not a lot of point going over these again. So if you've got PSN and Xbox Live, go and grab those free games. Play dates, nothing sorted right now for tomorrow night, but if we do, we'll fire it out on Twitter and Facebook. Okay, I'll just leave it at that for now, if you don't mind. Okay. And sort of ongoing year of living dangerously and our Victory to Achieve competition. What this is, if you don't know, but you're a new listener. What it is, when you finish a game to the credits, you take a selfie of yourself and you send that to @OC_podcast on Twitter with the hashtag Victory Achieved. And we put you into a draw, and once every 3 months at the end of September, that's the next time that's drawn, you can win money. You'll have Steam or Xbox or PSN money, and we'll send it to you and you can buy whatever you want. But we also have this thing called the Year of Living Gamerously, which is completing 30 games or your dirty 30 within a 12-month period. And we're starting to wrap up now, but it's gathering steam. So, Kim, to save my voice, because I'm going downhill, the Red Bull is wearing off, would you rattle through what people have done this week?
Sure. Here are our victories achieved. We have Dastardly Jabby with Streets of Rage 3. We have Caliburn M with Fear 2. Dastardly Jabby again with Shovel Knight, Spectre of Torment. Daddy Aiken with Rise of the Tomb Raider. Chinny with Banjo-Kazooie. Andy Banganwagon with Dead Space. And BL's Bug with You. And those are our Yolks. Now for our non-Yolks, we have Colin All Cars with Destiny 2. OC Amaryllis with Destiny 2. Badge Gaming, also with Destiny 2. Do you see a pattern here yet? You know.
Seriously, people.
PG Tips, Destiny 2. Raining God Zippo, Destiny 2. Real Kahuna, Destiny 2.
Yeah, Real John Kahuna, Mubbly, now you finished Destiny 2. Maybe you can just come back onto PUBG. Miss you there, buddy. Come on, please.
Marcanix with Destiny 2. Yeah. Empower, 343.
Marcanix, who was going to come back to Destiny, to come back to PUBG when he had finished some other stuff. That is playing Destiny 2.
You missed out John Lavallee.
No, I got him on there.
No, don't worry about Lavatory.
Lavatory. Empower 343, Far Cry 3, and Hardly Dan with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. And those are new yolks. And those are our victories achieved.
Victory achieved. So now you can understand why, like, I was like every day I was getting a ping, or it seems to be they were pinging in left, right, and center. There was like twos and threes in one day with them getting wiped out. So Nick has been wombling like mad with Womble and doing her Destiny. Yeah. And and the guys have been all in it. Mark Annex has rattled through it very quickly too. So, wow. I'm interested to hear somebody say how long.
Then.
Yeah, it must be really easy. It's either very, very easy or very, very short, or very, very, very good that you just had to play. So, I don't know. All right. So, we're going to wrap it up very soon. You can join us every week on twitch.tv/overseaspodcast, on Mixer, and all the other places that we do it. And we're at different times of the day. It's cool. Please leave us a review. Join a club. Go to our Discord server at discord.ocpod.com. Send us an email to podcast@ocpod.com or tweet us at @OC_podcast. There's a Facebook group out there. Just, yeah, you'll find it. So that's us. I'm sorry it's a shorter show tonight, but you know what? You get what you get this week. It's a very, very Fraser show this week. Yeah. I don't mean that bad way. No, well, there was many a time on your show I would hear you say, okay, so we've talked about the news for 20 minutes. That's a thing. Okay, let's move on. Okay, that's good. We've filled 20 minutes with that. Okay. Have we done enough? Anyway. Damn straight. Yeah, when is that podcast coming back again?
I don't know.
Life, huh? It's a bitch.
I don't know.
And then you die.
I don't know. Anyway. I'm going to shout out a thing too.
Maybe start.
I'm going to shout out. You've already done that and that died quickly too.
That was reviving an old one.
Oh, that was reviving an old one. Well, yeah. Well, there's an idea. Okay. I want to shout out EGX, please. EGX, please. Come along to EGX. Come along to Friday Night Burritos and Margaritas. Definitely come along to the Midlife Gamer MGLX party. Go to midlifegamer.net to get your tickets. They're going really, really quickly. That is the best night ever. It's fantastic. Solemn 69 doing this fantastic dancing. All the guys up there dancing. They'll be auctioned. They're actually going to do a live Midlife Gamer show from the room, the party room, which will be absolute chaos. And really, really looking forward to that night. So please, please, please. Yeah, I want a big, big shout out to Mark and Jenny. We're thinking about yous. And that's it for me. So I'm at Bongo the Sane, and you'll get me at Bongo the Sane, and you'll see my blog, bongo.ozpod.com. And Kim, would you like to do any shout outs?
Yeah, you know, that's me. I'm at GamerGirl27 on the Xbox and Steam on Twitter. You know, that's where you'll find me. I want to shout out you guys. I hope you feel better soon, Bongo. You know, being sick sucks. So,
thank you.
You know, it's been a great show, like usual. I'm going to shout out our Shatters, and we've had a few. There's Baron Von Glauer, Faye Gwent, RCGC's been in there, Teflon made an appearance, Shelly was in there, so, you know, thanks for coming along for the ride. You know, that's why we did this thing. A shout out to Mark and Jenny, you know, we're hoping for all the best. You know, keep your chin up. And, yeah, I guess that's all for me. How about you there, Scrubby Fraser? What is with that, by the way? I haven't seen you in a while, and all of a sudden you come on here looking like all lumberjack and yeah. stuff. So, yeah.
Well, I did. I chopped some wood, didn't you? I chopped some wood when I was on holiday.
Well, yeah.
I ended up with a beard, so.
And then I want to sing the lumberjack song, but whatever. Go on.
Just didn't shave for a holiday week and then decided to stick with it. So we'll see how it goes. It's bugging me at work.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean for me, I blame it on the sunshine. I don't really even blame it on the moonlight. Definitely blame it on the boogie. Definitely.
I will reiterate the shout-outs to Mark and family. I hope everything is going as well as it possibly can. Nothing else for me to add. I'm sure that hasn't been said already. Everybody who knows where to find me knows where to find me. Robin and Kim, it's a pleasure to podcast with you. Robin, well done for hosting, even in your sorry state. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, Fraser, for grabbing your computer from the basement, upstairs, downstairs, at the very last minute, and putting together OBS and making that all work to get us to show tonight to do it live.
It's actually easier to move a PC than it was to install OBS on this. It's no big deal.
That's good.
We got there in the end.
Okay, so thanks everybody for listening. Thank you very much. We will be back at the same time next week. We will tweet out tomorrow and stick it on Facebook and Twitter for a little gaming session for tomorrow evening. Thank you very much for sticking with us. I hope you've enjoyed your trip to Canada, and we'll be back on our usual spot next week. So thanks very much. See you next week. Bye, y'all.
Ta-da. Bye.
No outro music.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Oh my God, Fraser, seriously, you're such a catch. You really are.
Really,
you're
rich. Such a catch. That is rich coming from you of all people.
Oh dear, do you know what? I've created a whole...
After your performance 2 weeks ago.
No, yeah, okay. Can we deal with the elephant in the room?
The elephant wasn't in the room.
There was a pink elephant.
Just walked in.
Oh
he wasn't
dear!
Here a minute ago.
That just doesn't happen to me. I don't. I'm not a big drinker. I'm honestly, you know, a glass of wine at the weekend maybe is what I'll have, or a bottle of beer, maybe two at the absolute most. I'm not through the weekend. Even next weekend will be different. That's a once a year thing that happens, and I get a bit messy. But 2 weeks ago at the show. Yeah, it just kept flowing, and there'd been people here earlier and I had a few beers beforehand, and I was fine, but then the third and maybe the fourth glass came along, and I just felt myself starting to slur my words, but I was in good form.
Oh, you're
I was
happy.
Very,
happy.
I was happy.
No one can complain. You know? Why would anyone
want to
complain?
And that was good. And yeah, I listened back to it a bit, and then I cringed, and I actually sent Greg an apology to say, look, Greg, I'm sorry, that was a bit unprofessional of me, I'm sorry for doing that. And he goes, no, and I listened back again in the car the few days afterwards, and I ended up giggling at myself. Who was that? But the thing about it was, I created this almost meme of myself now, that I went on to the Veteran Gamers live show the next day, and randomly mentioned something about carrots and baby oil. And these tweets keep on sending to me now about what I did with my carrot. Well,
look at it this way. When this shit happens to me, everybody always tells me, well, at least you're among friends. So, you know, there you go.
Exactly. You know what? It's all fun. It's all fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, nobody got hurt, you know.
Yeah, well, the carrot was hurt.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, I gotta go.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many people say.
Come on. Yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.